we're doing is we're moving forward with the affiliate program with an idea for growth and increasing audience, at least in this section of Pacifica that this committee has some influence on. So, Chandra,
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Tina.
Could I just add one more dimension to this, which is in the rewrite, as if the committee decides to go forward with this, should the committee decide to go forward with this, I really think we have to add an international dimension. There already is an organization that exists that we've been networking with, AMARC, for a while, and the potential there is worldwide. And there's no reason to think small if we're going to move forward with outreach. And I say that because as we move forward with outreach, the budgets that we as a task force look at should be dealt with not in terms of Pacifica's reality now, but its potential. And potential in terms of marketing and outreach require money, real money. So I'm just saying that because I think bigger and broader, and I would hope that this committee does also.
Chandra, were you hoping to make that a motion?
Yes, I was, but I just wanted to say one thing about what Dina said. We already are international. We have an affiliate in Nigeria. So
we
are not just in the U.S. And on the internet, we have a broader,
sure,
appeal also.
And I think
so
Dina
I
was,
move.
Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say, I think Dina was just suggesting in the rewrite we include maybe the word international.
Yeah,
right. That's all I was suggesting.
Yeah,
so
great.
Chandra, go ahead, please.
So I move that the affiliates program, the affiliates task force, create a motion to introduce, develop a motion to introduce to the Pacifica National Board for the formation of an outreach division, and that this motion be accompanied by a proposed structural outline as well as a budget, as well as a proposed budget.
And proposed budget. So that the ATF, I never thought of us that way. There's the ATF creates a motion to introduce to the PNB that there be a formation.
Yes.
Formation of an outreach division, and that motion be accompanied by a structural outline and proposed budget.
Yes.
Does the secretary have that?
I have moved that the affiliates task force create a motion I don't think we need to say we're going to introduce it to the national board because that's who we introduce motions to anyway. Create a motion for formation of the outreach division. And that the motion be accompanied by a structural outline and a budget.
Is there a second to that, and we can discuss it?
I second.
Don.
Okay, is there any discussion?
Don White here.
Don, go ahead.
Well, I'm just wondering, and I may be off base, I'm just wondering if the motion should include the concept that this this new formation is connected to or in collaboration with or something with the affiliates program. In other words, do we need from the get-go to make it clear to people, and maybe the structure, you know, the motion includes structure and budget, so maybe the structure would do that, but I'm just wondering if this is not in a vacuum. This is part of expanding the affiliate director's role and so on, so I'm wondering if the motion should include some wording there, or will the structure attachment do that for us?
The introduction, I'm sorry, this is Dina, Mr. Chair. Can I just read the first sentence? In the introduction, it says, this is to propose establishing an outreach division as part of Pacifica National Office as an outgrowth of the current affiliates program that will encompass outreach and public relations for Pacifica Foundation.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So it's right here.
That's
when you
great,
say it's right here, here where?
Is that part of the motion?
It's the first sentence in the introduction section in the draft copy that Ursula had emailed to everybody.
So why don't we make that the motion?
Or at least part of the motion.
Should I read the sentence again?
Please.
Is everyone okay? Okay, this is
go ahead.
Well, the way the sentence is written, this is to propose establishing an outreach division as part of Pacifica National Office as an outgrowth of the current affiliates program that will encompass outreach and public relations for the Pacifica Foundation.
I like that.
So can I withdraw my motion and can we substitute it with that language? Because I think that's
I move that we substitute.
I second it.
That, Teresa?
And then maybe the chair will ask if there are any objections.
Is there a second to the substitute?
Don White just seconded it.
Oh,
yes,
sorry. I did.
Okay, thank you. So is there any discussion on the substitute? Is there any objections to the substitute? No objections. My. Okay. Okay,
it's
then.
PNB meeting. It's an affiliates meeting.
Then we've substituted that first line under introduction, and that's our motion on the task force tonight.
Is that are you asking a question?
I guess I'm kind of making a statement then. I guess it's done. I guess I'm not used to just finishing that quickly. Okay, caught
so
me by surprise.
So is it going to, I just have a question, is this now going to the structure committee?
Yes, and so the structure, before we end this item, structure committee should probably discuss right now. While Ursula, how do you think they should schedule that next meeting?
When people can, let me see. Probably the sooner the better, right?
Right, do you want to...
You know, I'll show up when you can. I'll adjust to what's possible for the members of the group.
Are there members on the call who want to suggest a time the next week? In a week?
You're talking about just the structure group?
Yes.
I think it has to do with outreach. I would like to maybe... we should ask anyone who wants to attend that meeting.
Okay, this would be a combined work group of both work groups, since it is an overall.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would suggest we just open it up to anybody on the task force who wants to participate.
Okay, so this will be a work group for this motion.
We'll expand the work groups.
Then we're still looking for a time then, and anyone, and we'll put out an email that anyone on the task force can join.
Right.
Okay.
Wednesday the 20th?
Those of us that are going to the affiliate GRC, maybe we could collectively talk to everybody when we're there. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we're going to be the 19th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd, we're going to be at the GRC.
Who else is going to? Is there anyone else going to the GRC other than Dina and Ursula? Rip, will you be there?
Yeah, obviously, I don't need to be at the meeting. I can send you the material, the rewrite, and I don't need to be at the meeting, actually.
Why don't we set up a work group of whoever is not going to the GRC and wants to participate, and then those that are at the GRC can review what we've done when they come back.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Wednesday the 20th is a technology committee that I'm on.
Okay.
I have a little difficulty with that in that I will be in transit from St. Louis to Portland on that day.
Mm-hmm.
How's Thursday, the 21st?
Thursday, that's okay for me, and how about others on the call?
Well, Don White here. I'll be probably flying that evening to the United for Peace and Justice Assembly in Chicago, but it's possible that I can be on a cell phone if I'm not on an airplane. I can either be at the airport one way or the other or speak from Chicago by cell phone. So I don't think you should not do it on the 21st because of me, but the United for Peace and Justice Assembly opens on the 22nd in Chicago. But so I can try to be on that call.
I can go to a payphone and get on wherever I am. It's not the best day for me because it's going to be a really busy time. I'll be at a conference, but I can get on a cell phone.
Does anybody else have another suggestion?
Does it have to be before the weekend of the 22nd?
I was just going to say, what about Monday the 25th?
I think that would work for me.
That's
good for me.
Okay, for
but
me.
I'm worried about the budget timeline. Well, I guess it doesn't matter because I guess it's okay.
Well, that's a legitimate concern, and thanks for thinking of that. And Lonnie is already getting a little bit impatient with people because the LSBs have kind of been dragging their feet.
Yes.
As the stations have. Ursula, what do you need from this group to give Lonnie what he needs? I mean, this is a whole big structural issue, isn't it?
Well, I don't think the budget is going to be a big thing because we've done the budget for this year. And we can use that as a basis. And I've actually, as part of staff meetings with Greg has met with the national staff to talk about budget priorities for next year anyway. So I don't think I probably would need to. I think that there should be a meeting with the, executive director and the task force members to flesh that out. And I guess that would be it. I'm not sure. I'm constantly confused about the budget process myself. But it seems like that would be the way to do it is to, or I can take the information that we came up with those meetings and send it to you, and you can look at it and do what you want with it.
You know, I would make a suggestion here that to cut through this is that it's not really our responsibility to make to propose a budget that comes out to the penny because we need to vet this through the proper channels anyway. And
yeah,
in that process,
it'll
have to go there. We know that there's an increase in the salary proposal. We don't know how much more we would be proposing for different marketing and outreach opportunities that would come up, but certainly what we're pitching to the PNB is that they're getting an outreach department for no additional cost above and beyond reallocation of revenue from the affiliate program. So depending on how that's been allocated to date, it won't, it doesn't cost the network anything. Go ahead.
Well, is that really in case? I mean, do you really want to say that, or do you want to say that the network should invest something above and beyond affiliate fees?
Well, I wouldn't put in writing what I just said, but I mean, when people look at it, look, you're getting an outreach department, the beginning stages of that kind of thing. You're getting public relations. You're expanding the role of a person that we already are sending out in the field. You're already traveling the miles. You're already doing the making the materials. And what we're doing is we're expanding your role there, and it really isn't requiring new revenue for the foundation. I just think it has a good argument in terms of lobbying. But as far as how we're going to deal with this week, I think that we would just come up with a budget that just adds a little bit we know that URSO's put an increased number for salary. Doesn't look like it's outrageous given the increase of the job description, certainly. And so I think we should just send that forward. And mostly I want to clean up the document. And
well, also, there are some other allocations that we discussed at the national office that would go with an outreach department that I think would be I would like to ask for, and it probably does mean a little bit of investment on the part of the network. So I just I like to say
right.
that I would like to try to, you know, for instance, I would like to temporarily hire a public relations consultant just to get things off the ground. And there's a few other projects that I think would really make a difference. And it probably would involve a little bit of investment. Not a lot, because we have, you know, $80,000 already, you know, that are, you know, surplus income. But still, I would hate to hem us in. I guess what I'm saying is that I would like to be able to include those proposed, you know, projects that have been discussed at the national office.
Don White here.
Yeah, go ahead, Don. Don, excuse me. Let me just comment on that while I've got it. And that
of
is
course,
that,
of course.
Thanks. That we did send around a document. Some of you on this call were part of this discussion that we had with the executive director, and there is a document sent around
right.
in which some of those numbers and some of those concepts are spelled out, and so those could be integrated into this proposal. Go ahead, Don.
Well, I thought there was also, considering the expansion here, I understood not just temporary, but I thought there would be at least one permanent new hire for this department. Am I wrong?
It's actually not being proposed. I mean, I would love it, but there actually is not being a permanent hire proposed for the coming year.
Well, you mean we're expanding this, and we're expanding your role. Obviously, we're giving you more money. But you're still there alone to do all of it?
Well, I have a part-time assistant, and
well, that's not enough.
I would love to see more staff. It's incredible amount of work. I just that's your call, not mine. I you know what my goal is to establish this thing with the hopes that it would grow. But if people feel inclined to support, you know. What I would really love would be a part-time office assistant and a part-time public relations assistant, because PR is an enormously labor-intensive job,
right.
you know, which involves, you know, calling newspapers and this and that. And it would be great to have both in this office, because it's hard to do both at the same, you know, for one person. So, you know, I would love that. I have not, you know, had the courage to ask for that, quite frankly.
Well,
Mr. Chair?
Yes, is that Dina?
Yes.
Go ahead.
One of the things that I would like to suggest, and I didn't want to bring it up tonight, I thought when we were really honing in on the wording, was that I feel that the job description really needs to be broken out into a 1, 3, and 5 year description, because the way URSLA is thinking is not to impose a huge expense initially, but over time to shift both job description and the possibility of other staff. I just think that this is not the night to discuss it, but that's part of the restructuring that needs to be really evaluated and discussed.
Don White here.
Yes, go ahead, Don.
Yeah, it seems to me, and everything everyone is saying makes total sense to me, and so this is not contrary to anything, but it seems to me that we have to think of this position, God forbid, if URSLA tomorrow decided to go and do micro radio in Bogota, Colombia. Okay, so we cannot describe this because we happen to have an affiliates director who is dedicated and willing to work long hours and willing to go way above. It seems to me we have to put together a job description, infrastructure, and resources as though we were advertising this job to someone new. And if someone new saw a job description where their PR, developing radio stations, servicing 120 affiliates, and so on, that they would say, what? I mean, where is the infrastructure to do this? So I will just end my comments by saying it seems like we should describe what the, you know, rational applicant would expect to do all of this work. And I agree that it should not be, I think, tonight, but I think at some point that's the criteria, because Ursula is willing to go above and beyond the call of duty, but we can't expect, you know, her to do it, and we can't expect her replacement to do it. So it seems to me a one or two new hires is called for in this proposal.
Okay.
Rip,
yes.
I want to support what Don is saying. I don't see this job as, something that is, this isn't my ticket to to retirement. I think Don's absolutely right. I'm eventually a job cannot be dependent on personality. It has to stand on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that Dina's suggestion is very good and should be taken into account in looking at this job description. Everyone on the committee or on the task force should be reading this and can email comments. Ursula certainly can be a central person to take comments from any members that want to contribute even before we have a work meeting. And the other thing is I'm anxious to hear, I don't know if Rob's still on the call, but he has a good perception of structure within the organization, and I think that we should collaborate with Rob to get an idea from him on how we take steps to achieve a much larger, what could be a much larger outreach office within Pacifica, but that wondering whether we have the time to really work that out with all of the staffing that a national organization would have. So I guess we're going to have to kind of do some research to find out what people think are most successful options for these first steps to get this thing implemented, mm-hmm. and so that we can get a budget. My interest is to make sure that the affiliate program is institutionalized. I'd like to see that happen before I leave this year. Are there any
Mr.
other comments?
Chair,
yeah,
we didn't come up with the date. The last we had discussed was Monday the 25th. And then we got off on budget, and we never solidified how we were going to communicate.
Yeah.
When.
Monday the 25th seemed good. You're right. We got off on a tangent discussing what we were going to do by that time. I think anyone that has suggestions that can be sent by email would be helpful if people have time to look at it before that point. I think the
reason we got off was because we got worried about time. So,
right.
You know, I can say that by the beginning of next week, if not even tomorrow, I'll send out a revised version of this to everybody on this call, I guess, and some description of, you know, the money. Would that help, just so that people can look at it prior to the
Ursula, do you have a current list of the two different work groups, and then?
Well, it doesn't, you know. It's not a very meaningful list. I think it would be easier just to everybody in the structure group is on this call except Ray. And
okay.
Then what I also heard was that the other people in the group felt it should be open to them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Or
I think if you're going to revise these documents, you should just send it to the entire task force.
Okay, I'll do that. Is that what I...
Yeah,
right.
And I would say that just to throw away the previous ones, and that the updated ones are the ones
okay.
to work with. But and some
how
of
early
that.
Can how early can we meet on Monday the 25th?
5, 8 Eastern.
Can we meet earlier than that or not?
I can.
Chandra.
I can meet any time after 3. Mm-hmm.
So that would be 6 Eastern.
How's that?
Good for me.
Okay.
Can you do that, Don?
Yeah, you know, I think so. I don't have my flight. I'm leaving Chicago that day. But I'll just plug in when I can, and so let's go ahead with that.
So 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the internal structure work group will meet.
Monday the 25th.
And I guess anybody who wants to be part of that is invited, right? Isn't that the way it was set up?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Okay, are there any
so
more?
We're saying Monday the 25th at what time?
3 Pacific time.
Okay.
That's correct.
Great.
Does anyone have any last comments on this before we move on?
Well, it was a very good meeting. Thanks to everyone.
Well, we're on the outreach strategy work group report, right?
Yeah, there are a couple things, and we'll see where we're at with those. The outreach strategy work group. Teresa, do you have? Is that your report?
Yes, it is.
Or could you? Uh-huh.
I would like to. I have to say, I'm not as organized as I should be, and I don't know how I lost the thread of what we were working on. I think that Dina and Ursula will be doing some outreach at the Grassroots. I will be doing some outreach, and I guess we need to schedule a meeting and kind of get organized again. And does anyone have any suggestions?
Teresa, why don't you describe the your participation in the radio calls?
Well, I wish everybody could attend the radio calls. They're absolutely inspirational. Are you going to be having them on Wednesday, next Wednesday, when you're?
They're every Wednesday.
Even when you're headed for Grassroots?
I'm headed for Grassroots on Thursday.
Okay. Well, there's a Southern group, and there is a Midwestern group, and these are people that describe their experiences in working on the, what's the name of the project? Something to people?
Radio for People?
Radio for People project, and on the calls that I have listened in on, I have just been bowled over because people are so helpful. They have such useful information, and they can take you step by step. You know, I am starting a radio station, and this is where I am. This is the kind of people I've met. This is how the FCC has treated me. They give practical hands-on information, and they're problem-solving. They're networking. They're just very, in a kindly way, sharing information and helping each other. So it's really encouraging and kind of fun to listen in on. I mean, some of the stories are just amazing.
But Teresa, you're being too modest. You're doing more than listening in. You're really, you know, playing an active role. And
oh, I'm sorry
really
I missed it yesterday. I think I was at the pool with my grandkids or something, but it was really the ones that I've been on are very profound. And it's just a great networking exercise. So anyone, you know, if you have an hour or two and you would like to hear what is happening in the South or hear what's happening in the Midwest, if you want to join those calls, talk to Ursula.
Teresa, I want to thank you for your work with this, and I also want to take an opportunity to thank you because since the time I've been on, you've always taken a great interest in the affiliate program. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, I haven't done much. When you talk with people who have these technical skills, it's so dull to be walking this paperwork through the system. I can't. Some of these engineers, I don't see how they do it.
But Teresa, you're going to the UU conference, right?
I'm going to the Unitarian Universalist General Assembly, And I think Amy Goodman's going to be there, and I've got all of the materials, and I'm going to be passing out literature and talking to people and trying to recruit some of these people for board.
Oh, Teresa, we just had a passing of somebody who was very prominent in Berkeley's Unitarian Universalist Church.
Oh, okay.
Hal Karlstad just passed away. I don't know if you know him. Really, really very special man.
Well, there are a lot of Unitarian Universalists involved in community radio. Actually, not enough, I think. I think that some of these more rural areas are untapped. But, I mean, Unitarians are eager to... I mean, I live in the South, and I talk with people and invite them to a coffee house, for example, and they say, is it Christian? As if the devil's going to get them if it's not a Christian music venue. And I'm just thinking we have to help each other on these boards and help find common ground with all these diverse, you know, the diverse communities that make up the community, and help them get their voices on the air. Or it just makes it doubly hard on us, as, you know, just like we're closing, the doors are closing. We have to seize the opportunity while, you know, while it's open. So that's where I am.
Teresa, were you going to set a meeting, your next meeting time? You had said you want to discuss with people going to the GRC some strategies.
No, I think Dina and Ursula know what they're doing. Perhaps we should set a meeting for when we come back, maybe something like, let me look and see who the people are that are on this. In fact, there may be some people who have not committed to work groups, and that's one thing that you mentioned in your minutes. I'm going to the minutes from May and look who are on this, the work group. The people on the outreach, the external outreach, are... current members. The structure group at that time was Don, Chandra, Dina, Sandra, and Ursula. The outreach group is Teresa, Deb, and Ursula. Let's try to meet during the day then, maybe on the 29th.
The 29th, okay? I'm going to be in Atlanta.
Do you want to try... Is Deb on the phone?
Excuse me. I think I may leave the call now, but not because I'm not interested, but I think your group is trying to set up. This is Don White. Is it all right if I leave the call at this point?
No.
Yeah. Don,
yes.
Just that, were you on the call when Ursula said that we already have a listserv that she would activate? And that's under new business for tonight. I just want to make sure that you knew that she had agreed to.
Oh, beautiful.
And also to find a spot on the, possibly, we don't know yet how we're going to do that. We'd like to find a spot on the PacificaNetwork.org to host our documents.
Yes, I was on the call when that was discussed.
Okay, great. Okay.
I think that would be very, very good for us.
Before Don leaves, is our next meeting Tuesday, the 10th of July, the second Tuesday in July?
The 12th, Thursday?
Oh, I'm sorry. The 12th, yes. Is that it?
Yeah. July 12th, same time.
Okay.
Unless there was a proposal earlier to move it a half hour early to 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern.
Okay.
But
that's what it always was, and we moved it for Star, and he hasn't been on the call since then.
Okay.
Maybe if we go back the half hour, he'll join the call.
Maybe.
No. That's July 12th, huh?
July 12th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right,
okay.
And I will go on to KPFTX and correct that then.
Oh, I didn't realize it. I thought I'd gotten all my dates from there.
Well, I mean the time change.
Oh, the time change. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Don, thanks for your time.
Yeah, Don.
Well,
thank you.
And thanks to all of you. And
thanks,
I'll be
Don.
Back. I'll be back in touch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good night, Don.
Well, in regard to outreach, Ursula and Deb Chaffo and I will get together sometime around the 28th then. And I'll just have to renew my efforts on that one. Okay. In fact, I'll send an email out now, and we'll get that meeting together. Is there anyone that would like to join us?
I will try and join you if I know when it is. I had said that I'd like to finish the structure committee first and then move to the other, but maybe I can sit in and see if I can help out.
Okay. Thank you, Dina. All right.
June 29th, I won't be able to.
No, I said 28th.
Oh, 28th. Okay, hold on. Okay, yes, I can make that.
All right.
So we're setting a date for the structure committee? The structure?
This is outreach.
Oh, okay, good. That's not me then.
Set the date for the structure committee.
So I think I can get off the call now, too, because you're just setting a date for outreach, right?
Okay,
do we have any other new business or anything like that?
No, but there was the reviewing of annual priorities, but it'll make more sense now that we're doing some things that are on that list that we review it next time. So.
Yeah, great.
So we can postpone that, and that would be the end of our agenda. If Teresa, if you're near a conclusion on your report, we would just move on and adjourn.
Bear with me 1 minute here.
Sure.
I'm backing out of the. I do want to thank. I do want to thank Rip Robbins for providing the documentation to the elections committee. They asked for an explanation as to how affiliate directors were selected, and he provided that and. They didn't have any questions after he provided it. So thank you very much for that.
Sure. I would say it was not a very formal document, but it just laid out, I guess, a number of sections of just some basic facts and information.
Their concern was that not everybody was notified.
Right.
Right. Well,
and
reading some of the...
And you made it clear that everybody has been notified all along.
Well, certainly this last year we did what I think is sufficient notification to the affiliates, and so I don't think there was a question. I don't know about all prior years. I can tell you as an affiliate that I saw those notices coming through, though. So I know there were notices sent. Whether members of the election committee would understand why or why not, a lot of affiliates people from affiliate stations aren't coming forward to make a contest out of it, then I don't know. They're going to have to continue to wonder because just the affiliates kind of do their own process on that. But anyway, I thought that...
It might encourage them to find out more about the affiliate program.
Certainly.
For the record, affiliates have always been notified every year.
Right.
We've been very conscientious about that.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Teresa.
All right. And then Ursula will activate the listserv. Okay?
Right.
So that was
noticed by Serene, and I know she's not on the call, but this is streamed and recorded, so she can hear that we actually are dealing with that item early in the meeting tonight. Ursula announced there is such a listserv already and that she's going to activate that.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any other comments, suggestions from anyone on
the
call?
Thank you, Rip.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
We'll be
thank you, everybody.
Touch. Yep.
Thank you for a really very interesting meeting. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Okay. We'll talk
again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.